Welcome on back in again. It's me, of course, Faith, and this is going to be a little bit of a preview of what you can expect from me when it pertains to the podcast moving forward. We're talking about current events. Now, current events, of course, if you don't know, we're talking about things happening in the media or with public figures that I'm interested in and you may possibly be interested in, or maybe you're not at first, but you could be after I get done with the episode. Now, this particular event that we're going to be looking at today, it happened about a week ago, so we're not super current. We all know what's been going on the last couple of days when it comes to the Queen passing away. I will look at Charles later on, because what I notice when it pertains to these political leaders or leaders taking over the throne, I should say, quote unquote, prominent Scorpio placements, the downside when it comes to heavy prominent Scorpio placements is I can see a little bit of a power hungry dynamic when it comes to that. So, and Charles, I know, has Scorpio sun, I think Scorpio Mercury, and another Scorpio placement. Thank God he has a Taurus moon, but it's at 0 degrees. So we're just going to have to see how that plays out. So I will look into that at a later moment. There's been a lot going on energetically tied to him. So we're going to see how he's feeling when it pertains to ascending to the throne. If he hates it, if he's going to ruin it, we'll just have to see. But on today's, like I said, current topic, we're going to look at the Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears controversy. Now, controversy is the correct word, I would say, to use in this particular context. Of course, there's another word that I could use for that, but I don't think you get censored on Anchor, but who knows? So if you are not familiar with the case within itself, when it pertains to Haddish and Ari Spears. Number one, these two are comedians. Ari has been out longer than Tiffany Haddish, or at least that's where my mind is. I've heard of Ari Spears before, way back, before I even heard of Tiffany Haddish. In my opinion, I don't necessarily find either one of them funny. I remember specifically, this had to be Comic View. Maybe I remember Ari Spears from Comic View. I remember he used to do the voiceovers specifically, like Jay-Z, because I think I don't know where he's from. He might not be from New York, but I remember him always wearing like a New York hat. But I remember him mostly doing voiceovers. I've never really seen him do any skits per se. But that's all I remember, and it just didn't draw me in. Okay. And when it comes to Tiffany Haddish, like, I don't really find her comical to me. I don't find her to be a comedian like that. She may be like that comedian that plays one in a movies. Maybe that might be what she can get away with. But in terms of a true comedian, I just don't really get that, to be honest. Okay. Hold on, guys. Sorry about that, guys. I totally had to answer my phone. But maybe she might be one of those where she just does good as a comedian in the movie. That may really be her calling. But in terms of her doing stand-up, I just don't necessarily feel like that is where she should be, because I just don't think it just fits. Okay. Of course, we all know about her story, etc. Okay. But anyway, when it pertains to this whole situation that happened with Tiffany and Aries, they pretty much were accused of sexually abusing children. Now, there was a lawsuit filed against them this past Tuesday in Los Angeles. Okay, I'm just going to read you a little bit of what the Washington Post article says about this particular situation. The lawsuit, it was filed on behalf of anonymous individuals, Jane Doe and John Doe. John Doe is still considered a minor, and I believe Jane Doe has legal guardianship or legal custody over her brother because of the mother having some mental health issues. That's what I've read. I think I read that in the Daily Beast article. But either way, Jane Doe, in this instance, says that she was sexually harassed and abused by Tiffany and Aries while attending a comedy camp in 2013 when she was only 14 years old, and that John Doe was abused during the filming of a sketch comedy in 2014 when he was just 7 years old. If you have not seen the sketch comedy, of course, it is a trigger warning if you are very sensitive to that stuff, but the name of it is behind or like through a pedophile's eyes. I think that's the name of it. I believe it's on YouTube if they haven't taken it down. But yeah, you've been warned before you go look at it. Okay. So yes, the Washington Post does mention that Jane Doe is the legal guardian of her younger brother. Okay. Now, of course, the alleged incidents after the fact, according to her, says that it left them distraught, immensely sad, depressed, shocked, cold, numb, nauseous, and suicidal for trusting Haddish with her children. That's what the mother said, according to the lawsuit. Now, again, apparently the mother doesn't have custody because she has her own stuff, going on. There was a picture that was floating around that showed the children's mom at some sort of event with Tiffany Haddish, I think like 2018 or 2019. So of course everybody's gonna look at that and be like, oh my God, it must not be that bad, because why would the mother be with them? But again, the daughter has custody, legal custody of her little brother. So we don't know. I can't speak on that because that would be a tough situation. Right. But that is the gist of the lawsuit filed by Jane Doe. Oh, I'll just tell you a little bit about what she said transpired. So according to Jane Doe, she attended a comedy camp and Tiffany was a guest speaker there. According to the lawsuit, Tiffany told Jane Doe she had a role for her in a comedy skit and showed Jane a video of two people arguing over a sandwich that they then began to eat simultaneously in a manner that simulated the act of fellatio. Or for those that don't know fellatio, you know what it is, sloppy toppy. Okay. Jane then alleged that Aries, the other comedian in this lawsuit, who was also present at the camp, then told her to mimic the actions and sounds she had seen, and that Tiffany coached Jane on how to do it as well. Physically, emotionally, and mentally uncomfortable, plaintiff Jane Doe mimicked the acts that Haddish and Spears wanted her to do so that she could go home, according to what the lawsuit alleges. Now, I do remember at one point there was like some sort of settlement that Aries was allegedly involved in when it pertained to the brother that was in the comedy sketch of, you know, Aries was trying to make a joke surrounding pedophilia and pedophilia tied to your family. And again, if you saw the video, you know that there is nothing remotely even close to being funny, number one. Number two, you shouldn't even have hit play. And to make it worse, Tiffany was in the video as well. So, you know, if it's a skit, there is multiple takes, okay? And obviously, you know, if a child feels uncomfortable or not, it's written all over their face. It doesn't matter how many times you try to talk to them, whatever. If a child is uncomfortable, that look just never goes away. So that was completely ignored. So yeah, that's where we're at. So what I'm going to do now is I'm going to take a look at the tarot cards. And we're going to see how Tiffany, because she is, now Aries came out, I believe, on a podcast, like probably a couple days ago, and he said that he didn't do anything wrong. Okay. Then we have Tiffany, who came out, and she pretty much, based off of what I saw, she pretty much was trying to throw, or she threw, ain't no trying, she threw Aries under the bus and said that she should have never agreed to do the skit. But come on, we're all grown here. We know that you can tell somebody no and tell them that, no, I don't think we should be doing this anymore, and let's stop production. That did not happen. She continued forward with it. So you are complicit in this whole situation, hence why you both are being sued. So there's no debate there.
So let's take a look and see how she feels. I believe she's a Capricorn. Or no, she's a Sagittarius because her birthday is December the 3rd. Aries' birthday, shockingly, I actually think his birthday is April the 3rd. So it's very weird how his name is Aries and he is legitimately an Aries. Okay, I just never knew that until right now. So we're going to take a look and see how Tiffany is feeling about this whole situation. She did come out, like I said, and she said that she should have never did it and she has regrets. Yeah. We're going to see. So let's take a look. You know, right now, I mean, wow, a lot of people have probably been pulling at her energy because she came a little bit too quick to me. But I get the vibe from her that she is isolating herself inside her house. Because I actually see her peeking out of the blinds, or she's pretty close to the blinds. Like she's trying to see who's outside. So there is a little bit of fear, horror. I don't know any other word to describe it. I mean, she's eating a lot, I would say that. More so snacking, because I'm also getting her walking back from her pantry and she's in like these fuzzy socks. You guys know the fuzzy socks, and she has the robe on, but it's not necessarily clothes. She has clothes. It's not clothes. Like, she doesn't have the robe tied up. She has clothes underneath, but it's giving bummish, okay? It's like, I'm telling you, the energy is like, I'm on the run. Like, she's running away. Despite her saying she shouldn't have did that, she is running away, okay? So let's see. We have the Star in reverse. Immediately, I'm hearing the energy here. She's like, this is a smear campaign. But also with the Star coming out immediately, another thing, she's thinking that her career is over. But we do have the number 8 coming through, the energy tied to I drew a blank because I heard something, but or I saw something. We have the energy tied to Saturn, Leo, but I think she just cut her hair again. But that takes me to an energy of probably cutting it because of depression. That's just what I'm seeing here. Unless she cut her hair again maybe sometime back, but that's the energy that I'm getting here. Eighth house. Yeah, it's like extortion. Because the eighth house is the house of other people's money. So she's seeing it as that way as well. Hence why I said she feels like it's a smear campaign. You know, and if just think about the way the star looks. All those stars twinkling in the sky. We can say that the star card may even be like that nursery rhyme where you're wishing upon a star. This is her. Like in the energy of the nursery rhyme, kind of like, I wished upon a star for this to happen, for me to be successful, for me to be famous, okay? And honestly, I actually get that this persona of hers is actually fake. It's not real. Because I'm actually getting that from her as well. That her persona, the persona that we get is not real. Hence why there's an inauthenticity to her because of that. If anybody else probably picked that up, okay? We have Aquarius type of energy, Uranus. It's kind of, but another thing too, I mean, this wasn't unexpected because this actually tried to come out in 2017, okay? Or something like that. 2017, because I'm getting like there's been something hidden in the closet behind the scenes since possibly around 2017 or 2019 pertaining to this, and it's like, oh, it's finally came out. But I'm telling you, she's hiding in her home. Okay. Ooh. Okay, we have the Six of Wands upright. Okay? There's the ego type of energy coming through. We have work. We have Ten of Wands. Okay, she just lost out on a contract. I mean, I might be ahead of the gun, but you know that movie Pets that she did? I think Kevin Hart is the one who is behind that movie, the kids movie. I feel like there's possibly a Pets 3 in the making, but I think she might be off of the project. It feels like there's been some sort of negotiation that's been going on when it pertains to this new movie, but I don't think that she's going to be a part of it. Okay. Yeah. And it's oddly enough, she feels like now she's starting to see how fame can be a burden. She's starting to see that. You know, I'm actually getting something tied to a belt. But the energy I'm getting here is almost just like, man, if they find out what I did with that belt, I am in trouble. So this is actually worse than what we know. I'm curious if they're going to seal this case, but they may not. I'm getting something tied to a belt or some sort of like abuse. And she's kind of like, man, if they find out about that, I'm in trouble. Okay. Definitely emotional abuse has been done in this particular instance, but I actually feel like it's worse, deeper than that. Okay? Let's see what else we got. Oh, yeah, the High Priestess in reverse. Okay. The Four of Wands. See, there's that energy of her kind of like being at home. A bully. She's bringing up something about they stayed with her. But I actually feel it is the I don't know why the Page of Wands gives me very like a girl type of energy. However, it could be a boy. But either way, I'm getting the energy here. One of the kids stayed with her. You know, she has an empty nest, like her house would be considered the empty nest in this particular instance. And honestly, she doesn't have any friends. I have no thoughts about that or feelings about that anyway. She doesn't have a close circle of friends that she can turn to. I don't necessarily get that they've turned their back on her, but I don't feel that they were there to begin with. Let's start there. But she feels that she's being bullied. This gives me an energy of someone who is definitely blaming everybody else. Okay. I would say in this instance, this is just what I'm getting energetically speaking. I actually feel that she did a favor for Aries. From what I'm seeing here, because it feels like she may have been actually staying at his house at one point. Maybe he was helping her out, but this may have been part of the favor that she had to, fulfill on her part. Okay. But she totally feels like she's being bullied. Oh, I don't want to say the names because for some reason I'm getting the names. And you know what is interesting? She's bringing up Michael Jackson. She's bringing up Michael Jackson in a manner of he got away with it. It was okay for him to do it. So what's the issue? Oh, my God. I'm telling you, this is a soul that does not want to take responsibility whatsoever. You know, she wants to be powerful. But she's abusive. So I don't know if that power will ever find her, to be honest. We may see it as power, but energetically, it's not true power. It's a smidgen. I don't know what the hell she bringing up Michael Jackson about before, but okay. King of Swords. Now she's bringing up, like, the boy lied to the judge, or the boy, was there some sort of police report? There may have been, I don't know, but there may have been some sort of police report that may have been filed specifically by the boy. When did this happen? Because, man, how long ago did this happen? I'm getting, I don't know why I'm picking up, like, 2011. So this actually may be whenever they met, whenever she and the boy met, or she and the boy's mom or something like that. But I am getting 2011 very strongly. That may have been the time period that she possibly was approached, or they were approached initially to do something, and it possibly didn't transpire until 2000, till like later. Okay. The Emperor, the Three of Swords. Married. She's married. Oh, is she married? Well, that would shock the hell out of me if she was married, because the energy of, whoa, uh-oh, almost dropped my phone. The energy of marriage is coming through when it pertains to her, or somebody is living in her house. But I'm telling you, I feel like that she is talking about how the kids, or one of the children, was actually living at her house at one point. Could have been the mom and a child, but it feels more so like the children. But she still has an empty nest. Yeah, Five of Pentacles. She definitely has lost out on money. $5 million actually may be coming out of her pocket. Okay, that might be too high. Quarter of a million. Page of Swords. Yeah, she totally feels like that he's lying, without a doubt, to get money out of her. But she also is bringing, it's kind of like she's giving me the vibe saying that she paid them. It was only like $500. So it's kind of just like her feeling like, well, you know, I paid you, so why are we even talking about this? Yeah, she also feels like that she's being followed right now as well. But she's out for a vengeance. Let me say that. Tower in reverse. See, that's the thing. She doesn't feel like she really did anything wrong. And that's the crazy thing. Even if she didn't do anything wrong, like sexually speaking, she was abusive. I do get that energy from her. Three of Swords in reverse. So, there we go. Page of Pentacles. Okay, there's the boy. Yeah, it was the boy. I feel like the boy may have stayed the night. The girl didn't want to. The girl didn't want to play ball, that's for sure. The girl didn't want to, but I think the girl's father had something to do with this one. Like, I don't know if the two kids have different fathers, they may, but there's a father figure in the girl's life who were just like, no, she's not staying. But for some reason, maybe it was just, it feels like it was just the boy and the mom. Like, I don't know where the boy's dad is, but it's like he's standing alone and he just has his mother at that particular time. Three of Wands, the Justice card. Okay. She's trying to get it thrown out, that's for sure. That's what she's working on, of course, trying to get it thrown out. Nine of Cups. Six of Pentacles. Nine of Wands, the Strength card. Well, she definitely feels like, I'm telling you, this, she feels like the victim. And the energy I'm getting from her is she's just like, I'm going to be vindicated. I did not do anything wrong. But the thing is that she is guilty of lying, from what I'm seeing here, as well as abuse. But she's trying to get it thrown out because it feels like she's going to throw some money somewhere to somebody to try to see if this can be thrown out. But I ain't gonna lie. Somebody tied to the boy, they want $700,000. I don't know how much they sued her for, them for, and maybe an undisclosed amount, unless that ends up being the amount they settle for. But I picked up $250,000 and $700,000, which those are significant amount of difference. Okay? But she doesn't really have the money. She stays in a nice neighborhood. That's a given from what I'm seeing here. But she's like embarrassed to go outside because of course of her neighbors, definitely. Aries. Ugh, I'm going to look at him in a second. Yeah, her abundance is dwindling. Definitely her abundance is dwindling. She's going to lose out on some money on this, of course. It may be the $250,000, to be honest with you, from what I'm seeing here. This may go into February. She's waiting for somebody to come save her. She may be served with some sort of papers here, by the way, and because she's hiding out. But the person that will end up serving her with the papers is somebody that she's sleeping with, and it's like they're going to cross her, just from what I'm seeing here. But someone is wanting her to go to prison, okay? Somebody is wanting her to go to prison, definitely. It's probably the children, but honestly, I don't think it's the children. It's an adult that wants her to go to prison. There's something that she's not telling. Okay? Let's see. I hope this is a no. The question that I'm asking, I really hope this is a no. I really hope this is a no. Please, Lord. Okay, it was two holes. This is kind of weird because I actually feel like that the way it's coming across is she played some sort of intricate role in their life, because I'm actually picking up something tied to pick up drop off. So at some point it feels that she actually was involved in their life to the point where she was able to pick them up from school, drop them off, etc. This goes back to 2011, 2012, feels like more so around the time period or the year where things were more comfortable for her to be able to do that. There's a lot of blockages because there's a lot of reverse cards coming out. So honestly, I don't think I'm going to get the truthful answer from her when it pertains to this particular question, because I did ask her if she sexually abused the children, just from what I'm seeing here. I don't think I'm going to get a straight answer from her, to be honest. I just don't think I'm going to get a straight answer. Okay. They always want to go this route where I have to pull out the big kahunas, okay? Let's see if we can get it from the past life cards, because she's not giving me anything right now. Scribe or writer. She's just giving me an energy here of like feeling a loss. That's it. More so loss of money is what she's worried about. Let's see, Tiffany. Ooh. Okay. Egypt, the monk or nun, angels, scribe and writer, biblical, imprisonment or slavery, Greco-Roman. Was she in a cult? This might be past life. Was she in a cult? Or, man, what is it? Makes me feel, was she a Jehovah's Witness or was her dad Jehovah's Witness? Whatever it is, but the energy coming through feels like that the environment that she grew up in was kind of like cult-like in a way. One filled with anger, hence where the abuse comes from. She inflicted. Okay, so the answer is no. She did not sexually assault. I get a no. Okay? But she has some deep-rooted psychological issues. Let's say that. Okay. Now, Aries. I'm kind of afraid to read this guy because he's probably going to be the one. But let's see. Aries. Oh, my God. My skin is crawling. Okay? My skin is crawling, literally. Where I'm asking the energy to take me inside, like, his mind or just where he's at. And it's like, he is very... the word is not promiscuous because that ain't the word. The word is... Damn, I can't even think of the proper word. But he's very, very sexual. And there's, oh my God, I'm just going to bring it up. Okay, there's it feels like there's always something with him when it pertains to him, like, using his tongue. Especially when it comes to, like, hugging people from behind. Very, like, it's, oh my God, I can't even. It kind of, like, makes your skin crawl a little bit, you know? This case may get drawn out till like June of next year. From what he's saying. He could be wrong. But he actually heard about this in June of this year. Okay? Okay. Ten of Pentacles in reverse. So he's bringing up something tied to his family. This is I feel like a father, very disappointed in him. Nine of Wands. The Temperance card. The Seven of Pentacles in reverse. He's out of work. Mm-hmm. Drinking on some type of boat, from what I'm seeing here. This, with the Seven of Pentacles in reverse, this gives me the vibe like he's on the ground counting his pennies. So in this particular instance, Tiffany seems to have more money than Aries. He's realizing that what worked in the past, or I guess what was okay in the past, isn't okay now. Duh. It's weird because his energy comes across like he's pretty educated. So I don't know if he graduated college or something like that, but this energy gives me that of like someone who did the work, went to school, you know, did the work for the grades, etc. And then here we are, you know. But again, his father or some sort of elder of his is very, very disappointed in him. Definitely. I mean, of course, who wouldn't be? But I'm telling you, something about the year 2019 is screaming very loudly when it pertains to this particular situation. Six of Pentacles. Four of Swords. Four of Pentacles. I think he has sleep apnea as well. Apnea. Because there's some sort of sleep study or there's some sort of money that he keeps shelling out because of some sort of health issue. Okay, it may be something tied to a colonoscopy that he may have gotten done or could be getting done in the future where he may have to shell out a lot of money because there's some sort of health issue that's going on. Three of Swords, separation. what is it with these two? It's almost like the same energy is coming through in a manner. Like Tiffany and Aries both have some sort of psychological issue, because the energy that I'm getting is like Aries has to be separated away from his money because of something that he does or a way that he is. So it doesn't give me the energy where he's in control of his money, not from what I'm seeing here. He has money, but the Six of Pentacles being upright, with, of course, that's also the field of entertainment. Somebody is giving him money when it pertains to this. Maybe it's a parent, because I just heard out of somebody's retirement. So there may be a parent possibly assisting with this when it comes to trying to fight this. Okay? He's definitely careless, to be honest, and he's been warned about this before, about him being careless. Okay, we have the Chariot, the Nine of Cups. I don't know if he's dating a chef, or this may also be the person who is helping him, financially speaking, when it pertains to this. Somebody in the hospitality field is helping him. Maybe unless his parents are in the hospitality field, and who knows what they did. Six of Swords. He feels like this is going to pass. Another energy of somebody who feels like they did not do anything wrong. But his mindset is at that point of, well, I didn't do anything as bad as she did. So they both are passing the blame on one another. He feels like the abuse that the kids went through when it pertains to Tiffany is worse than what he did. But I guess I'm going to question the cards in a minute in terms of if there was anything like that transpired. Hopefully not. Okay. The Moon. There's a secret that he's keeping, definitely. He could be undercover, sexually speaking, if that makes sense. Oh my God. He's like, man, I can't believe these two are like passing the buck on each other. He's on some sort of website, I feel. He's on some sort of website that it seems like a dating website, or this may be a website tied to inappropriate sex. I don't know what other way to say it, guys. I really don't. Okay. Clarify the Moon and the Seven of Cups. Six of Pentacles. Yeah, he wasn't acting. That wasn't acting for him. That was real. Damn. It's weird how they both are blaming each other, and it's just like, just freaking take accountability for what you did. But that's just not going to happen. And that's why for him, he's just like, well, it wasn't as bad as what she did. But again, that was not acting for him when it pertained to what he did. If you saw the video, okay. Two of Swords in reverse. Again, he's also trying to get this thrown out as well. They both are trying to get this thrown out. Nine of Cups. The Queen of Pentacles. Yeah, somebody's helping him. I don't know if he's married, but either way, it could be inheritance. I don't know if he has a restaurant or he's being handed a restaurant. But yeah. Queen of Pentacles. Somebody is definitely helping him out in this regard. This is someone that's been around for a while. I would say it's probably his mom or his dad, but it could be somebody in a manner. This person they don't have any kids together, so this wouldn't be a wife or anything like that from what I'm seeing here. Guys, I mean, just based off of what I picked up, I would probably have to say that Aries and Tiffany, again, this is for entertainment purposes only, I would say Aries and Tiffany are gay. Both of them. But Aries is worse. Like, Tiffany may, she may possibly be bi. Possibly. But him, he's too in the dark. He's too, no. His is worse. So, from what I'm seeing here, it looks like that Tiffany may be the one that's going to come out a bit unscathed in a way when it pertains to this, because of the fact that it was more so sexually suggestive on Aries' side. But he's saying that what she did was worse in the abuse regard. I mean, I don't. Yeah. So this whole thing may take 2 years, okay? But I'm telling you, I think, yeah, he's in the dark way deeper than she is, okay? What he's doing is very underworld type of stuff, okay? It is. And it's been going on for a while. And the question I don't want to have. I'm telling you, I think, yeah, Ace of Cups. I wonder if his parents are just like super into religion. Okay, because this gives me like shame. He feels shame, definitely. Type of thing. Five of Pentacles in reverse. Yeah. He's going to lose out more than Tiffany is. Oh, damn. So, guys, he's going to take the brunt of the heat on this one when it pertains to Tiffany and him. He's going to take the brunt of this shit. Oh, my God. That's terrible. Okay, further question, and then we're done. He's in the underworld deep. Like, he's done something that... he has definitely done something that pretty much is going to put him in the fiery pits of hell, in my opinion. He's done something. Okay? He's deep in the underworld. We're going to see. Be a yes, but we're gonna see before I call it and say it's a yes. Seven of Wands. Now the energy is coming through. It's kind of just like, oh, she's trying to teach him. She's trying to teach him what to do when it comes to if you want to be with a girl and what she may like. Oh, the horror. The horror. Six of Pentacles. The Judgment. High Priestess. Five of Pentacles in reverse. The Two of Pentacles. I mean, Two of Cups. Two of Swords. Two of Wands. Oh, boy. I know, okay, so it honestly, just from what I'm seeing here, the energy I'm picking up is that he wanted the girl, the daughter, to do something to the little brother in a sexual way. Definitely. Huh. So, just based off of the energy that I'm getting here, he did, from what I'm seeing, he, in his mind, it comes across like he was trying to teach him how to like dominate a woman or you know, like I said, trying to teach him what a girl or a woman may like. Something, it wasn't just seven. That wasn't the first encounter. I actually feel like something else transpired whenever he was 12. Something else transpired whenever the boy was 12, from what I'm seeing here. The boy ran away, so I don't... I would say it didn't get to sex, but damn, it's too close to call, to be honest with you. It really is too close to call. Okay? It's just too close to call. So if he says, just based off what I see energetically, it feels like, you know, yes, something sexually suggestive went on. But of course, he's going to say no. Because why would he say yes? I mean, why would he? Yes. Oh my God. This is just like, ah. So the question I asked him was, is he attracted to, you know, boys? I got a yes. But they have to be between 7 and 13. He won't go past that. But it always comes in the manner of him saying, yeah. It always comes in the manner of him saying, you know, I'm going to, you know, make you a star or something like that. But it's more so boys from like impoverished situations, neighborhoods. One, I mean, I hate to say it. You know, the stigma, some of you guys probably know what I'm talking about. The stigma was about, you know, the grandfather or the old ass man and like the Astro van. They used to call it the rape van. That would be the stigmatism I would give him. The one rolling up in the van, peeking out. Yeah, and you know, the issue is, he comes across as the King of Cups in reverse. The King of Cups in reverse is very childish. He struggles to grow up. He wants people to parent him. And that's where you run into an issue. We run into an issue of someone who, in a way, psychologically, some way, still thinks they're like a child. But they may be treated like a child, which adds fuel to the fire, you know? But yeah. This is, yeah. He might have to move, okay? From what I'm seeing here. Yeah, he pretends. That's the issue. He pretends. And he's a liar, so. You know. But anyway, so, I mean, this was rough. So, guys, this has been your current event episode when it comes to the Tiffany Haddish and Aries Spears situation. Hopefully you enjoyed it, and I'll see you on the next episode.